Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops for another week of, well, major semi-preliminary finals. Today we're going to talk about Des Hasler interviewing himself, Wayne Bennett not knowing the halftime score, and Matt Lodge, future leader. Let's hear it. Oh, okay, we're back. We're back for preliminary finals.
Mm.
Big weekend of football. But I want to say hi to Ray Carney because when I was driving to the studio, I was parking in front of the studio. I saw Ray Carney running up the road with his bicycle and a fucking magpie attacking him.
It was bad. It went in for like five goes. It ripped the headphones off out of my head. If the headphones weren't there, I've got ones that cover the top of the head. I reckon I would have drawn blood. It would have drawn blood, 100%.
Yeah. I love that guy, man.
Oh, man, you're minding your own business. You're riding along. You've got a good track going in the earphones. It's a beautiful day. And then all of a sudden, this fucking thing just snaps at your head.
Nature, like, yeah.
And then I had the death wobbles on my bike trying to outrun it, and it just it was
Can
crazy.
I tell you, I was I went to a mate's wedding up in Brisbane, and we got a taxi home, and there was an African driver, and I just got talking to him, said, "Where are you from?" And he told me he's Senegalese and stuff, and I said, "Oh, yeah, what are the differences between African life?" He goes, "Are you kidding?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Here, when I go to the toilet, I don't have to worry about getting attacked by a cheetah." Okay. He said in the middle of the night, because they got all outhouses, you go out there in the middle of the night, the cheetahs are waiting. They just fucking hit you at 90 miles an hour. Boom, you're gone.
Fucking hell.
So anyway, and you're complaining about a fucking magpie. Morten Paragon, yep. Welcome. How are you?
Good.
You look good. You got a nice haircut.
Thank you. I like your shirt.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah. It's got a Guinness shirt, but it's the Foreign Extra Stout brand.
That's like you're describing me.
Yes. I've been at a Guinness brewery several times.
Mm.
And,
I know. And made it out alive.
Sometimes made it out alive.
Yeah.
First time I ever went to the Guinness brewery, you ended the little tour and then they gave you two Guinnesses. Now you do it. Now it's all trendy. Now you go up to the sixth floor and you're looking out over Dublin. It's awesome. But the first time I went there, there was a whole bunch of young Americans in there. And as we sat down in the little bar with our two free Guinnesses, we heard them saying that they don't like Guinness. So I ended up having their two free Guinnesses, which was about times six plus my. It was a good night. I did really well out of it.
They should, like, what happens in the tour? Like, they take you up. They should have you, like, go into a dark, dingy bar and fight an Irishman or something.
They should.
While you're trying to have a drink.
A leprechaun. Yeah. You should be battling a leprechaun.
Like, what do they do?
Sort of just evolves that way anyway.
Yeah. That's what normally
that's how it works. Do you think Attack of the Killer Magpie is the great Australian horror film that hasn't been
made? It hasn't been made.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be good, actually. Mm. Like, my missus is from overseas, and you know, she talked about coming to Australia. And overseas, everyone, whenever you mention Australia, they think, oh, all the deadly animals. Mm. Yeah. And I was like, nah, none of that shit happens. It's bullshit. Within the space of like 2 weeks, she had a spider the size of my hand crawl on her while I was driving 120 kilometers down the highway. And then and then a magpie attacker, and then we were swimming, and a helicopter came, like literally about 30 meters away from us, with a loudspeaker going, "Get out of the water, there's sharks." This was in the space of 2 weeks.
Was it an attack helicopter too? Because that would have made a fucking difference.
So that shit happens in Australia.
It does. I remember was in a Hungarian bathhouse in Budapest, and it was in the middle of winter. It was like -6 degrees outside. I didn't bring any swimming gear. Silly me.
If there's a magpie in this story.
Well, that's a budgie. And I had to get the rental swimming togs. from the Budapest.
That's
you couldn't buy. You couldn't purchase.
No, they didn't have. They only had rentals, and they were wet when I put them on.
You know what else they're going
but
to?
But anyway, but my point is, I was talking to the rental tog guy. And he said, oh, where are you from? I said, I'm from Australia. He goes, oh, yeah, great white shark, stingray. All he could do was name animals that kill you.
You know what else they're going to name on that list? Rugby league players soon, mate. Another pre-season under our belt.
Yeah.
A couple of Matt Lodgers. Rugby league guys are going to be mentioned on that list for sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of rugby league, that's what we're here about, right?
All right. South Sydney 34 defeated Manly 26 in a highly entertaining Friday night's game.
It was.
Yep. If that was a grand final, you'd say it's the greatest grand final you've seen in years.
Yeah, it was a very good game.
Yeah, a bit loose, sort of. I don't know. There wasn't the defence sort of went out the window, but it was good attack. It was exciting.
The lead changed 5 times, which just makes for a really super exciting game, I think.
Did you think early on when you're up 10-0 that Adam Reynolds' sort of uncustomarily bad kicking was going to cost you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you could have been up 14.
Yeah, he missed 2 goals.
I had this feeling it was going to bite you in the ass, but in the end it didn't. But he didn't have a good night, Adam, did he?
No, he didn't. Towards the end, he sort of got his eye in and he put in some nice kicks. He did put in a 40-20 early on in the game too, so that wasn't too bad. But he was found out defensively.
Big time. So they went from 10-0 up to 12-10 down basically by running at Adam Reynolds.
Well, Sam is parked next to Adam Reynolds to do his tackling for him, but they bamboozled Sam. Dylan Walker did with a couple of short runs of the line passes.
Do you think that's Dylan's inside South's knowledge?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I reckon that.
Well, Gagai was struggling against Moses Sully.
Yeah.
He was strong, man.
What about the double fin?
Oh, scored a try on him, like one-on-one. You don't see that happening anymore, right, Billy?
Gagai.
He's a great player, but...
Michael Ennis said, Gagai is getting a bath out there, mate. It was a cum bath of Bukkake proportions.
He terrorised him, didn't he?
He got switched. Yeah. He got switched to the other side.
Yeah.
So when did the switch happen?
The switch happened...
During the game?
Yeah.
What's Bennett thinking there?
I don't know. Was smart to move him over there. He got Campbell Graham off the wing.
Yep.
Okay.
And put him on Sully.
Okay. He didn't get switched on to defend against Sully. That would have been stupid.
No, they got switched away from that.
That Sully, he is unbelievable. And Desi Hasler, he's the only one that could fix him. And I was reading, the only way he really got to him was he had to deliver food to him. So
light and easy.
He should start his own company. He should have U Foods or Muscle Meals. Desi should have his own company because
Desi's dinners.
Desi's dinners. And because have a look at Moses Sully. Like for years, the guy couldn't get it together. And all of a sudden, Desi's got him.
All he needed was someone to bring him and cook him food and put it in his mouth for him. That's all he needed.
That's as far. That's how far Desi goes to get his players into shape. He will deliver food to them. That's crazy, man. And it's worked wonders. I've got a feeling though, this off season he's going to blow out again. And he's gone,
mate. They got to put him on ice, cryogenically freeze him until training.
He's got he's got an addiction. KFC, McDonald's addiction.
He's talented, man.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's talented. His shape, though, I think it's more his shape than any ability. Like, he's just got a weird shape that you can't really tackle him. He's got that Leilua type sort of...
He's shaped like the fucking Hindenburg.
He got better as the year went. You kind of got the impression he was getting fitter as the year
went. Yeah.
He was getting better and better.
Just imagine if he applied himself.
What about Kajewski?
Well,
he can play.
Yeah, he's good. He was South boy.
I know.
He was a South boy. We let him go. And I was spewing. I don't know if I mentioned this last time on the forum. I got on the forum and spewed about it.
He's a good player, but he started a bit of shit, but didn't he?
He did. Pushing Dewey's head into the ground.
Then
Cody come up, protect his player.
So there was a bunch of sin bins in this game. There was Cody.
He
got the 10 for the slap.
So
what did you think of that one?
Oh, I thought it was bullshit. Look, if Cody gets sin bin, yes, it's a sin bin, but Krzyzewski's got to get one too.
You'd think so.
Yeah. But that
the square up. There were people up in arms about the sin binning of slapping. Now, the reason why they brought in the sin binning for slapping was because they banned the punch and then all of a sudden players started doing the slapping
motion.
Which
I hated. I hated
that as well. So, you know, I suppose to get it out of the game, you've got to sin bin it, but...
Sometimes you have to look at what instigates it.
What instigates it as well.
I think they both should have gone to the bin.
Yeah, both of them should have gone to the bin.
If someone's instigated it, if someone's been a real grub and dirty, they deserve a slap. So they should get the sin bin and maybe the other team gets a penalty.
What about the magpie? We just fucking set a magpie loose.
Yeah, just fucking 10 of them.
In a phone box.
Yeah. Yeah, he went off. Cody went off and they scored pretty soon after.
They did. And then Parker tripped James Roberts in the second half.
Mm.
So he got binned.
Yep.
A lot of tripping of James Roberts going on.
Yeah. Mm. He's tripping balls, James Roberts.
He is.
The thing is, with that, I thought that could have been a penalty try because that ball hit him in the head and, you know.
Too far out.
Roberts, nah, man, he wasn't. He would have scored there.
You've got to be, you know, let's not go crazy here.
I'm not going crazy.
All right. You
do
can't.
I sound crazy?
Little bit.
Look crazy. Look all fucked up from over here. Yeah.
It's got to
is
be.
This what we're doing?
Certain. It's got to be certain, and there was nowhere near that was certain going to be a try. So
it was a certain try.
Certain try.
Yep.
100%. Okay. Put everything on it.
It wasn't a certain try. My next question then has to be to you, Ray, is somewhat impartial. What about Jake's sin binning?
All right.
Because that was the game.
It was the game. It shouldn't have been a sin bin. Now, technically, it should have been a sin bin, but I think they needed to take into play that the play wasn't going down that side. So the guy, the person running the ball had always he had eyes on his left always and never once looked right where the shirt pulling happened because he did pull his shirt. That's penalty.
That's a sin bin.
Well, it should be a penalty, not a sin bin. I think the sin bin should only be used where, again, if it's going to lead to a try or it looks like it's going to lead to a try.
Like James Roberts.
That didn't.
You reckon Gagai ran him off the line a bit?
Gagai ran him
but
off.
But you can do that.
There was
jostle.
A lot of
shoulder to shoulder. You can jostle.
He wasn't jostling, but I reckon.
There was jostling.
I reckon he jumped in front of him.
It was reflex. Jumped? Well,
you're saying he jumped and didn't jostle?
He ran in front of him. He cut in front of him. If all he did it in traffic.
Yeah, but he's chasing the ball.
If he did that to you in traffic, you'd be out of the car, mate.
You'd be throwing 50 cent coins. You would.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened this morning soon. Yeah, Jesus. But I think maybe the sin bin was a bit harsh, but by the letter of the law, the grabbing of the jumper is a fucking professional foul.
If he didn't grab the jumper, do you think the ball would have been passed to him? Yeah, you're just going to disagree with me.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been. So it's not going towards a try. So they should take that into consideration.
Is it up to the referees to predict what's going to happen, or just to call what they see?
That's what a penalty try is.
That's what a penalty try is.
They predict what's going to happen.
Well, but then they have a look at it, right?
Yeah, but they would have had a look at that. That call came from the video ref, and then the ref said immediately, "Well, if you're saying that, then it's going to be a professional foul."
Yeah.
So he's made that decision.
I'm a big fan of Jake Trbojevic. I love him. I think he's a great
I felt
player.
Bad for him.
I felt really shit for him. And he that took that whole loss on his own. His own.
It's
you know,
all his fault. It's all your fault, mate.
He had a great game, too.
It was. He shouldn't have grabbed the jersey. Like,
bring
why did he grab the jersey?
Back, mate.
Yeah. Why did he grab the jersey? It's a reflex. It was a reflex thing. Yeah. Like, they were bumping and jostling, and then it was a reflex grab, and it was
but
a
he
split
fell
second.
Too. He fell.
Yeah, that's fucking drama, mate. That's,
no,
that's
what happens if you watch
12
closely.
Drama, that.
I don't know what you mean. But
Band four.
If you have a close look, you can see Trbojevic, his leg clips Gagai, and Gagai goes
Yeah, but
down.
That's incidental. That doesn't
yeah,
matter.
That's incidental. But you chuck the grab in there too. It all looks shit.
Can they do like in cricket where, you know, they play the ball forward and you see where the wicket hits? So can they do like
we need more stuff.
3D, 3D animation of the players running and then see what would happen if the ball is thrown in multiple different angles or if it goes inside, where that player would be and if that player would catch up.
Getting
tired. Yeah. I'm saying no.
Hey, there's some crazy shit in this game. I'll run you through some crazy shit. Yep. You can give me some opinions. Cam Murray's try in the first half. He looked like a bloody running back the way he jumped in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did you see him in an interview? He thought Tapau was going low.
Yeah. So. That was a clipping penalty in NFL.
He's a good interview, Cam Murray, isn't he? He's all right. So I thought that was a pretty good moment.
Fucking great try.
George Tafua's twin massacres.
Man. Yeah.
Of Ethan you Warrior Poet Lowe. Yeah. Mother of God. The first one was unbelievable. And the second one was great just game. He needed to be arrested after that. That was God, his timing's good.
Yeah.
I really look forward to the day he fucks up his timing.
Yeah.
He is gonna kill someone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Can't deny that. Ethan Lowe got clobbered.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So I like that. Burgess going off of HIA 5 minutes from the end.
Yep.
He had Manly conceding a shot clock penalty in the middle of that.
That was nuts. Man,
like, what a way to end.
It was wild. The last 5-10 minutes was just wild, wasn't
it? That's true. We had 3 guys off HIA.
Yeah, again.
Again.
You keep ending games with like 10 guys.
The last 5 minutes we had 3 guys off.
I just hate that the game was decided that way. Like they didn't have their full players out there.
As a neutral, it was rough.
It would have been a spectacle to watch the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, both teams fought their guts out. And, you know, look, Cam Murray, I think, won us that game. His second
he's
try.
He's won you a lot of games.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's
Can
two
I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Cam Murray the leader of the South's pack?
I think,
No, you can't.
If you go by action, if you're looking at who leads by action, it's definitely him.
I know Sam's, in the in goal bollocking him, but.
Yeah,
I think Sam leads by action as well.
He does.
He made a try-saving tackle.
That was good.
That was ridiculous. He ran in the corner, he ran in there and got underneath the player.
Parker.
And
it was just, he had a really good game.
Yeah.
I think you're just jumping off the Sam.
No,
Burgess.
But he was defending beside Reynolds. That's where they were getting cut apart.
Mm. No, I think Sam
is great.
Is one of the leaders, but I definitely think what Cam Murray does on the field, no one else can replicate.
What do you think of Cookie's game?
It was okay. I found that he was a bit slow from dummy half. And a couple of times, the ball was on the ground, had been played, and he was still looking around to see where he was going to throw it before it actually touched it.
I'd like to see you at work, mate. I want to see. Do you go in every day and give your best performance all the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you? You never have an off day.
Never. Never. I save my off days for when I'm at home, man.
Jeez, mate. I'll tell you what.
Please ask me a question.
I reckon.
You don't want me to answer the question?
I do want you to answer, but geez, you're hard on him.
Well.
They've been playing, like, especially Cook.
He's been
playing great.
I worry about his workload, man.
He's made another 60 tackles.
Crazy.
Don't worry. Cam Murray, you'll be fucking in the doghouse soon, mate. Just make sure you don't drop the ball.
Never. That guy is just playing unbelievable.
And the battle of the brains, the coaches. So Wayne thought they were losing at halftime.
Yep.
And started with he's got a losing speech and a winning speech.
I wonder if he has a speech for the draw.
Yeah, so he started with the losing speech and then had to switch when they all said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's got to be first signs of
dementia. No, he came down early. He didn't see the last try. No,
doesn't matter. And then did you hear him explain it? It was like fucking Grandpa Simpson, mate, talking about paddling or something.
No, that's true.
If you're anywhere in a stadium of 30,000 people and there's a try scored, you're going to hear at least the crowd go.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's going to start talking about World War One and shit. He's just going to
World War One.
Yeah,
Jesus
he'll start,
Christ.
But he'll come in and fucking call someone a Nazi or something and. He's just going to
those Nazis. We were playing those Nazis.
And Desmond Hasler.
Yep.
Who they love calling the professor on Fox.
Yeah.
Can we listen to this?
Professor of what before we listen?
Professor of smart cunts is what I'm saying. All right. Oh. But he's also a professor of rhetoric.
He is.
Because he, in the post-match press conference, he interviewed himself. Okay. So let's just have a little listen. To what he said. And, you know, I really respect this. I just fucking killed me. It's coming.
Oh, still trying to work that out. Could we have won the game? Of course we could have. Probably could have won it. Two or three times over. Congratulations to South, they move on. Was there issues about the game? Yep, I think there was.
He's asking himself the tough question.
Do I think we were dudded? Yep.
Three.
and wear the first sin bin. But I thought the call on Jake in the second half was a bit tough. I thought it was it a penalty? Yeah, I don't mind a penalty.
He doesn't mind a penalty.
Did he deserve to get sent off? I didn't think he deserved to get sent off.
That's the best.
But, that doesn't help the cause. I thought the 9-3 penalty account was a little bit heavy-handed, given the way that there were four penalties last week. I'll have to have a look at them. But, that's how I feel at the moment.
You don't need anyone else in the room, do you?
That's great. He's made the entire press corps redundant. Right there.
Yep, asked himself all the tough questions. Five hard questions.
There's editors everywhere just going, what do I need these blokes for? Just get them to ask themselves questions.
Master of rhetoric, rhetorical questions.
You just put Buzz Rothfield out of business.
It was great watching him going up and down, storming up and down the dressing room on the phone.
Wow. On the phone to Annesley.
That's just insane. Apparently, even the next day, I think Gaznier caught the plane with Annesley, and apparently as soon as he got off the plane and turned off flight mode, and the phone just started blowing up again, and it was Desi Hasler again giving him a call. Believe it? He would have been drinking whiskey all night as well. Mm. Just really...
Yeah. You know what Annesley said to him after his big tirade?
What?
He said, well, tell your players not to grab other players' jersey.
Boom.
Yeah, that's it.
That's two more days worth of calls right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Annesley came out and said it's the right call.
Yeah, it is the right call. But
it is, but it wasn't going to lead to
it. It had a massive effect
on it. Was it going to lead to a different...
Yes, it was.
Well, we scored two tries. John Sutton scored almost straight away.
Yep.
With a great... step off the left.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then he ran past four defenders and scored, made a nice line, and then Cam Murray scored another one. Mm. So it did have a massive effect on the game.
That was after. Murray's try was after. Do you remember there was a really rubbish kick, high ball you guys put, and Tafua and Elliot just ran into each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Like,
that was more madness than the last few minutes was insanity.
Yeah.
Everyone just lost their mind.
It was crazy, yeah.
I think they were really tired. It was such a fast game.
Mm.
That last bit was great. So that was a great start to the weekend. I enjoyed that game a lot. That was good. And full credit to Manly.
Yeah, commiserations to them.
Do you think they deserve to win that game though?
I think
you can ask me that.
Seriously? I think their front row is crazy good.
I think Blake,
unbelievable.
Look,
before the sin bin, that game was done. Even Bennett said it himself. He was already planning the next preseason, going, well, what can we change and stuff like that? Because it was over. They were up by 8, I think it was, and there was about 10 minutes left.
They looked more likely to score.
Oh, they were just cruising along.
It wasn't just he went off, it rattled them.
Big time.
Particularly him.
Yeah.
It gave South.
He's the cornerstone of their defense. Yeah,
and he had a great game.
Mm. He was unbelievable.
Belief gave South's belief as well. And once you have that little bit of belief on the rugby league field, anything could happen.
Ah, preach, brother. There he goes. Look, commiserations to Manly. I thought they had an outstanding season and went well beyond expectation. Well, my expectation anyway. You actually called them. You said they're going to be up there.
I did.
Yeah, I don't know where you pulled that from.
I just thought Desi. I just thought he's a lunatic, and lunatics don't lose.
Yeah, Professor.
Lunatics don't lose, kids.
Professor Science.
Remember that. But a lunatic, you will not lose.
And South live on to play another day.
Ironically, you lost.
There's the only.
Should we go to the next game or should we preview South's Canberra?
Ooh.
You know what I want to do?
Yeah.
I want to preview South's Canberra. Because we're on South's at the moment, so it makes sense. Should we do that?
That means we get to talk more about Canberra later as well.
Whatever. Right. So, should we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because this makes sense. So, Souths are rolling down to play the Raiders on Friday night.
Yep, they'll be rolling down tomorrow, apparently.
They're looking at about 28 really? Odd thousand down there. James Roberts hasn't trained this week.
Broken thumb.
Yeah, dislocated or broken?
Actually dislocated, but it's the top joint of the thumb, which they say is he can play with. So, the bottom joint of the thumb, the third metacarpal, is...
Carpal.
I don't know what it's called. I know that the finger bones are metacarpals.
I should have run with it.
Yeah. Someone will pull us up on an email. you can't play with that one because that's the one, you know, this is the one we evolved. This is the reason that we are now,
well,
yeah. We now have
according
mobile,
to some.
Mobile phones. My question on the Viking clap was answered. I think it's a great choice.
What's
the, to lead the Viking clap and blow the horn. Dean Lance.
Dean Lance,
now,
yeah.
People, if you don't remember, Dean Lance, he was a warrior, man.
Yeah.
He apparently he's going to wear the headgear as well.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He was a, he was a great player for Canberra.
He was.
He went hard, man. The Raiders trial with Wigan is confirmed for early next year.
Oh, really?
They're going global, the Raiders.
Mm.
That's
and,
great.
Very clever.
Larry, what are South going to do about their right-hand side defence?
Look, I think they'll be working on that all week. I'd be very surprised to see Gagai in the centres again. It really depends on James Roberts' health.
Mm.
Gagai will be out in the wing. Our centres will be Roberts and Campbell Graham.
I think they got Ethan Lowe's training in the centres.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to camp Cam Murray out there.
Ethan Lowe is the Swiss Army knife of rugby league.
He is, isn't he?
He is.
He is. He's
the one that gets a little bit rusted and stuck, you know, when you came, when you're trying to pull out one of those.
Well, you're not
knives,
looking after your knife yet.
Yeah.
He's a Swiss Army dildo because he fits in, he plugs every hole in that team.
George Tafua plugged his hole a couple of times.
Yeah, well.
Before we move on with our analysis preview of this game, we should talk about.
Yeah, one.
James the Hand.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Jimmy.
I didn't forget him because he's always
dead.
Sitting here.
He's
dead. Sitting here with his balls hanging out.
That's it. That's the summary. He's dead.
He's got pneumonia.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's what like really, really old people get.
He's got the pneumonia, not the old pneumonia. He is fucked. If anyone talks, he sounds worse than me at the moment.
How do you get that? Is that sitting on something dirty? Is that how you get that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know, but he's all I know, he got sick, he had a fever, and then I called him, and then he was telling me how he did 2 days of 12-hour shifts nonstop, just working the house down. He's like, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
And then it's neck just minute. All there.
But apparently I did learn that in my medical studies that if you sit down on a public toilet seat before the last guy gets up, you can get AIDS.
Really? There you go.
So
that's amazing.
Speaking of toilet, what about your friend that only had sex once and has got two kids?
Oh yeah, Errol.
Yeah.
No, he's had sex twice. He's got three kids. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good strike, right?
Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
But trust me, he shouldn't have any.
He's very excited about the week. I like. He's just the timing's terrible with this illness because. Like I said last week, when they beat Melbourne, it sounded like he was dying, and then now he's going through the motions. And it has been a very crazy, crazy week.
Mm.
I am, at the moment, I'm like a menopausal old woman. Like, I'm just like, the emotions are running high. I'm feeling happy and excited, and then I think, fucking, what about if South's win? And I go full depression mode. I was watching bloody...
Are we still talking about Jimmy the Hand? Because we're in your depression again.
And so
can
I was sitting
you get
on
up
the,
off that couch? It's weird.
I was sitting on the train watching the Bateman story with his little girl, and I was nearly cried
story.
In sounds the morning.
Like, sounds like a horror.
I nearly cried in the
talk
morning.
Talk us through it's the just, Bateman story. I don't know anything about it.
You don't know the story? Come on, mate. You've got to watch it, man. We'll put it on
did
the
they
website.
They showed a picture of him in his school uniform holding a baby?
Yeah, they
you
did.
You seen that one?
They did.
Jesus.
He's
He looks like he's about 10, eh?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like just what a guy. What a guy to be going through that and, you know, and to be able to come to another country, play the game of rugby league and your family letting you do that, they must respect him a lot. He must have a lot of respect at home.
He's got a lot of respect here now, hasn't he?
Oh, man, it's just fucking unbelievable.
Almost became a Rabbitoh too. If you read Tom Burgess, he and Tom played football together. And he was trying to get him up to Coogee and – But Elliot Whitehead, he was close to Elliot Whitehead, and Whitehead said, no, stay down here in Canberra.
They signed him in the truck stop.
Yep.
They did.
So how are you going to win this game? Are you going to win this game?
Mate, like I said, I'm a mess at the moment. I'm just up and down. This is like killing me, and I just want the game to happen right now, get it over and done with, and move on with my life. But
Raiders defence,
Raiders' defense wins the game, but look at this idea of pressure. We have all the fucking pressure, man. I know South will say we've got pressure too. Yeah, but you weren't meant to win last week. Manly should have won that game, and Bennett even conceded. He perfectly played Bennett. Oh, we're already thinking about next year. Oh, we've made it through. Oh, we'll go and have a bit of fun. It's all pressures on the Raiders. We've got a sold-out stadium. The sausages are fucking green, for crying out loud. There is so much pressure. There's a 25-year and 30-year. So 30 years ago, we won 89. 25 years ago, we won 94. So all the numbers are lining up. There's all of this stuff.
Well, 5 years ago, we won 2014.
Is Steve Maven playing?
He should be blowing the fucking big Viking horn.
What do you think about Papali winning the Meninga medal?
He has been good. You could have given it to a few players.
Is it the medal who looks most like Meninga? Because that would be it.
Yeah, it looks like he ate Meninga. Got Bateman, doesn't it?
Yeah, not necessarily. I think Bateman's had a great impact, but I think you need to earn it a bit more.
So strong points are Raiders. You got Hodgson, you got Bateman, you've got...
It doesn't matter at the end of the day. Does
it? You got Nickel Klokstad. Okay, you got strike all over the park. Your centers, your wingers. Yeah, everyone's got pressure.
Who's South's going to target? Oh, I think I know who they're going to target.
Look, chances is going to be a bit of a target being fullback. This is his first big final series. I know he played well against Melbourne, but...
Kotrick's back,
and apparently he's got a good scar. And
I reckon they're going to target Croker.
Yeah.
A target Crow, well, they can target. Yeah, I don't think you can target anyone in Canberra. I think that's why we're a good team across the park. We've got fucking steel
defense, man.
But I think what you can do is stay with us and just wait for us to do a stupid mistake. Wyden's got one or two silly mistakes, a kick out on the full. Demarcus Louis has got a nice drop ball in him, working his way out in the 20-30 meter line. So you just got to sort of sit with us and then.
Hope for the best.
And then it's all about luck at the end of the day.
Where can South win it, Morton?
Adam Reynolds' boot. If he has a really good kicking game, a really good kicking game, which he's more than capable of.
Absolutely.
And if you can get those big Raiders forwards backpedaling and then hope that Cookie shreds them in the second half, that would be the template.
It's a good start
Cam
as well.
Cam Murray too, running up the middle when they get tired.
And South would just, I think, they'll be more than happy if they're just in the game at halftime. I don't mean that in a bad way. If it's close at halftime, the pressure will shift to Canberra.
Yeah,
and I think if Reynolds can really just put his best kicking game out there, they've got a shot.
If you guys come out and score two quick tries or in the first 20 minutes get off to like a 10-point, 12-point lead, That'll be massive.
Look,
it's gonna be massive.
But I mean, we can, as witnessed recently, we can let that lead go quite easily. What we were good at during the season was coming out in the second half and putting a couple of quick tries on, and that was giving us a lot of momentum. But we haven't really done that in the finals.
If Roberts doesn't play, that's a big out because you need, despite his defensive issues.
Well, the team should be in. Let's have a look.
He's got some strike. I'll tell you what I've noticed with Roberts, and it cost you a try the other night, but I'd noticed it before it cost you a try. When he makes a tackle, James Roberts, it takes him an eternity to get back in the line.
Yeah.
Kind of just wanders back.
Yeah, he gets confused.
He just sort of...
Excuse me.
Yeah, he does not bounce up after making a tackle, and he leaves this little gap in the line.
Mm.
I think... My head says the Raiders should win this game.
Everyone, they should win the game. Like,
well, they're favourites, aren't they?
We've had the week off. We're at home. Even though we don't have a very good record at home of recent.
Okay. Here's the team. Here's the South team from fullback. Adam Dewey, Alex Johnson, James Roberts is named. Gagai in the centres. Don't like that. Campbell Graham. I dare say they'd be switching. Cody Walker, Reynolds, Tom Burgess.
Usual suspects.
Yep. Damien Cook, Liam Knight, who has been a fucking absolute powerhouse for us, Liam Knight.
Playing for the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders boy.
A few months ago.
Yeah, Raiders boy. John Sutton, Sam Burgess, Cam Murray. Very, very good back row. On the bench, we have George Burgess, Junior Totola, Ethan Lowe, and Mark Nichols. And rounding out the 20 is Sua, Corey Allen, Dean Britt, and Hirotti.
Totola was good the other night.
Yeah, Totola was good.
Played well.
So Hirotti, why him? Why Corey Allen and Hirotti?
I think maybe Gagai can play in the centres. I think Gagai just couldn't handle Moses Sully. But
yeah.
I think
so. Who'll he be marking up?
It would be Kotrick or Leilua, and Leilua is a very Moses Sully type player. Yeah. So I don't know if you want to put them together. No. Like Leilua used to have Moses Sully's body. He was quite big, and then once he came to Canberra, Stuart just whipped him up into shape, and he's been looking great. But I think Leilua misses that sort of bit of flubber around.
He's definitely leaving, isn't he, Leilua?
Is it definite?
Yeah, he's been told he can go.
I'm pretty sure the Dogs are
close.
Teams, circling.
A few teams looking at him. But
we just signed Simonson, so that's a clear indication
he's
of where we're going.
Too.
He's a good player.
I think it's pretty smart from Stuart. Like, I think to go back-to-back premierships, you've got to win the grand final and then change your team up for next year. You don't want all the old blokes there again that won the comp. You want some new guys in there that want to win a comp. So I think it's good to sort of shift it around a little bit. This statistic is very alarming. Stuart has played Bennett's 26 games. He's only won 7.
Woo. Yeah, it's interesting.
Only 7 out of 26.
7 out of 26.
Yeah, but Wayne Bennett's coached some pretty good teams over the years.
27 final series.
I think, to be fair, Bennett's coached some great teams over the years.
Yeah.
Ricky Stewart's coached some shit over the years. So I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lie. Look, it all sets up for the Raiders to win quite easily, to be honest. But being a Raiders fan, we have been let down so many times. And it's going to be close. You know it's going to go down to the last 5-10 minutes, and it's going to take a drop ball or something like that. And
well, here's the Raiders side. Klokstad, Kotrick from fullback. Klokstad, Kotrick, Croker, Leilua, Rapana, White and Caesar. The forwards are Papali, Hodgson, Soliola, Bateman, Whitehead and Tarpany. Then interchange is Simonson, Emre Guler, Horsbrough, and Sam Williams.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's got Emre and Horsbrough. Is that
it's
out?
It's Sadamus Louis, not Sam Williams.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just wanted to fuck you up a little bit.
So great. They got a great pack, Canberra. Great pack. I think they'll win it.
Yeah, look.
Of course they did.
Great pack. You can hold South.
Exciting to watch. Everyone in the nation wants Canberra to win.
Not everyone in the nation.
Every single person wants Canberra. First of all, we stopped the fucking Storm Roosters grand final. Come on.
That was fantastic.
Everyone is like, wow. And then we always have something exciting happening in our games, whether it's fireworks in the eyes or it's a close game or there's some sort of punch. You know, there's niggle, there's sin bins, there's comebacks. There's always something going on.
Look, so if we lose, I want it to be the Raiders, okay? That's what I'm saying. Out of deference to my longtime friendship to you and James the Hand.
I'll tell you what,
James the Metacarpal.
There's going to be some dramas with this game, mate, because one of us isn't going to make it. It's either the friendship or something. And I reckon you're going to be left with a permanent scar on your face.
Really?
It's going to be awesome.
Man, I've got a magpie that does all my dirty work for me. Okay? I don't have to lay a fucking hand on you.
I just think this is the end. This is the end of the road for us, mate.
So have you got your grand final tickets yet?
Well, I'm hoping to get it. Yeah, Jimmy the Hand's on the case. He's going to either get them tonight or tomorrow. And
so yeah, I think that's absolutely huge that you guys are doing that.
Well, you have to. What I've been told.
I know, because you're going to see us out in a grand final. Fantastic.
That's our preview.
All right.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. All right, and we're back, baby.
I've gone early on the chip of the week.
You have. You're a premature echipulator.
Masticator.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. We've gone Smith's Best of British Flavours, and the flavour we have chosen is prawn cocktail. I've had one.
Bateman bollocks.
I tasted more cock than tail. And I've noticed
you can say that about your life.
I noticed in the ingredients that there's no prawn or cocktail.
What is it? Just chemical numbers?
Yeah, there's a bit of tocopherols in there.
Oh, I'm low on tocopherols.
You got to watch
Give
that.
Give us a bang on that.
Enjoy. I don't know what to make of them. Yeah.
Pardon me.
Anyway, Smiths, lift your game. They're not offensive. They're not offensive, but they're not... What the hell they are.
All right.
Are we living in the 70s here, people? Prawn cocktail?
I wish we were.
No way.
I wish we were. He's gone.
That is...
He fucking hates them.
They're kind of like prawn crackers. You know, the bag of...
No, chicken. They're not.
No?
Nah, they're all right.
More like your crackers. our second game...
Like yeah, they're not bad. They're all right.
They're yours.
Yep.
Our second game, unfortunately, was dog shit.
Yep.
It's just Melbourne 32, Parramatta 0. So this really puts the Brisbane Broncos in context, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it does. Definitely. And I think it puts the Raiders in context as well. Sorry to bring back to the Raiders.
Wow.
Well, because everyone after the Raiders Melbourne game, everyone went, "Oh, Melbourne were off, they were shit." No, the Raiders have fucking matched it with them.
Yep.
The Eels did not match it with the Storm, and that's what happened.
It's the whole Bank West thing. It's the whole sort of para. Well, first of all, para came last year.
They've done extremely well.
So that's a huge turnaround. Kudos. Mostly I attribute to the absence of Jay Hayne.
Mm.
It's just mentally as well. Like they were just in the dumps last year, and then this year.
What do you reckon that was?
Well, yeah, Mr. Hayne and his biting incidents.
But it almost just looked like para were really happy that they won one game in the semis and we're done and we're out. And I don't even think Melbourne were going at full tilt there. Particularly in the second half. Like it was over at half. It was 22-0 at half time. It was 10-0 in the second half.
What do you think about the dropping of Chambers?
Chambers has been really bad in defence all year.
Mm.
Chambers, good chance he'll go back to rugby union if he gets a shot.
Really?
Remember
they're shopping him around.
2010 to 2012. He did go play for the Queensland Reds in rugby union.
Did he?
He grew up playing rugby union. He's a rugby union. He grew up playing schoolboy rugby union. He played for Queensland Reds for 2 years, but he is getting on as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't he live in the middle of Australia somewhere?
That's where he grew up. Kakadu.
Long way to travel to sit on the bench, mate.
as one of the premium shit talkers in the NRL.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's been voted the greatest shit talker.
Couldn't happen to a nicer bloke either. Because he's often pointing out to other players that they're on the bench. So, eat shit.
Yeah. No love lost here.
None.
I think Curtis Scott is a bit of a gun, but...
What a redemption story, but he was on the trash heap among
them. Yeah. Well, he's punching people in fucking car parks and shit like that. Mm. You can tell his head wasn't there. And Bellamy, you could tell that he'd want to punish him and would have given him a massive punishment because of that. He doesn't want any of that rubbish at the Storm. And now he's got a chance to come and play. Like, how many games did he play this year?
Bugger all.
Yeah.
Nothing. Tell you, Bellamy's made some really key changes in the last month, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The halfback?
Yep.
Obviously, getting Pappenhausen in the squad's a no-brainer, but he's still had a halfback all year who he's moved on.
Yep.
Now he's moved his centre, his representative centre out.
Yep.
In a semi-final. He's making some big calls.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Mm. And they seem to be working too.
Well, we'll see, but he's obviously not happy with what he's got. Josh Adakar scored the first try, which was a bit of redemption for the week before because he's spilling the ball really cost Melbourne the game.
He spilled the beans.
What a try.
He
ran sideways, forwards, backwards. He just ran rings around the players, and you could really tell how fast he was at that break. It was just amazing.
Yeah. The footwork, balance, unbelievable.
It's unfair that, you know, some people out there that can just run as fast.
When you see him play live, it is when he gets in space, it's genuinely exciting. Like he's got pace. Amazing.
Imagine you could run that fast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like you'd probably be like, I don't know. You'd be $2 million richer at least.
You reckon? What, just from stealing handbags? Running?
You can clear the buffet in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I do that anyway.
What do you think of Sivo's hit on Pappenhausen? Was that a shoulder charge?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He crunched him, man.
Sivo, there was a game a long time ago, Parramatta versus the Bulldogs, where one man destroyed Parramatta, completely destroyed him. That man's name was Paul Carriage. He played for Parramatta. Mm. Do you remember that game?
I was at that game.
He played the worst game of his life. So
never to be seen again.
The game was ending. It was a draw. It was going to go to extra time. Bulldogs kick it. He grabs the ball in the try line and then runs and then puts a stupid kick straight back into Apollo Mounts' hands for him to go for a field goal.
God bless him.
And then he took one of these kicks across field. All he had to do was let the ball go. Would have been out on the floor, but he jumped up like an idiot.
Yep, I remember that.
Sterlone commentary, I remember saying, like, I have never seen this. He's made the dumbest mistakes in rugby league ever.
And the week before that, we came back against the Johns Brothers, Newcastle, from a similar deficit. Two weeks in a row, we came back from these huge deficits.
Yep.
And that game, I was sitting on the sideline for the iconic right behind, you can see a young Morton right behind Daryl Halligan.
Oh, really?
Iconic kick.
We'll have to find that.
You can also
footage.
See a young Morton shitbagging his future brother-in-law, Parramatta supporter, mercilessly.
Oh, wow.
And you can also see a young Morton ducking for cover because I was the only Bulldogs fan in a bay of Parramatta fans.
Fucking hell.
That's great.
I was at the Para Dogs game as well, but I was playing for the Para Juniors at the time, and our trainer, the lovely, she was like our manager or whatever, the lovely lady, she was in tears after Paul Carriage's last mistake. She absolutely hated him.
You think like, he never came back? I think he went to South Africa for a while, just like he just left
as
town.
A missionary.
He left town.
He's like, running a bar in Mozambique, an Australian bar in Mozambique.
Really?
Yeah. Talking about the old days.
We'd like to announce our first Balls Out No Flops docu-series called Paul Carriage. Where is he now?
Yeah.
Will be happening over summer once we locate him.
Wherever he is.
I'd actually listen to that shit.
Mm. Yeah. Wherever he is, he's fucking up everything he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling it now. We're making this series. We're going to do Where is Paul Carriage? Where is Steve Maven? All the classic semi-final.
Steve Maven's got his own podcast.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Does he really?
Yeah.
Rugby league one, obviously.
Yeah, South one.
Oh, wow.
Him and another ex-South boy.
I reckon Paul Carriage, he's working in some fucking warehouse somewhere. You know that video, there's a video going around of the guy, that the forklift that touches the end of the shelves and that, like 5,000 shelves just go off falling on each other.
That's him, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
And the thing about this game was it was 12-0 very quick and Smith missed all three conversions.
Mm.
And by the end of the game, I think Storm had only – well, at halftime, they'd only kicked one out of six. It was 22-0 at halftime and they'd missed five kicks. So it could have been 32-0 at halftime.
Yep.
So Smith's dogs – and they continued to miss kicks in the second half.
It was pretty incredible.
Munster missed one in the second half too. So finished 32-0. If they just kicked even average, it would have been well over 40. So the scoreline did not actually reflect how dominated Parramatta were. They got let off lightly because of bad kicking. Tell you what, Smith wouldn't want to kick like that this week.
No. Parra had no answers for what the Storm delivered. That was always going to happen.
They didn't complete a set. They completed one out of like seven in the first 10, 15 minutes. He's fucked
remember
everything
he,
up.
He ran out and do you remember that? He ran out and tried to get the ball or happened and I can't remember exactly what it was, and then he's come back throwing his arms up to the ref, and they go, "Well, he just doesn't know the rules, does he?"
Just like, exactly. They're like, he doesn't know the rules. He wasn't speaking English properly. He was going to get deported after that game, mate. He was gone.
Vunivalu didn't know the rules a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be great, Steve-O, but that was shocking, man. Seriously, like that.
When everyone's chanting his name at Bankwest Stadium, he's doing fantastic.
He got distracted, didn't he?
Yeah,
he was real. That hit he put on Pappenhausen. Vunivalu scored on him on the next set.
Yep.
He was distracted. He was all over the place.
I think he's a really, really nice guy as well, Siva. And then I think his heart sort of sank when he was like, he was sort of patting Vunivalu in the back and sort of saying, good tackle, good try. But Vunivalu wasn't giving him
brushed
anything.
Yeah.
And then I think he was a bit sort of sad about
that.
Well,
see, back in the Villages, that's a really big no-no.
Yeah, and that's why he couldn't cope with it. And he's just devastated.
Yeah. You're a prick, Vernavalu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've and said the, it before.
The minute we'll you turn up at any train station,
you'll get, we'll you. Got people. Yeah. We'll get your shit. You'll get what's coming your way.
Motherfucker!
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Storm, let's get to the real deal. Storm v Roosters. That's what's
going on. We skipped a step.
There's a big part of the game.
Oh, sorry.
Does it involve one, Reid Marnie and Cameron Smith?
Yes,
it does. Sorry.
Cameron Smith, who, and like, did you see this statistical analysis they did?
Mm.
The most written and talked about man in rugby league this year, Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm.
And he'd love that. He's a fucking malignant narcissist. He is just, if it's all about him.
We're just winding Ray up here before he starts on this. We're just getting him ready to go. So there was a bit of a scuffle on the floor. There was a bit of grabbing.
Whoa. The bit of scuffle on the floor. This is the thing that pisses me off, right? Because if you go back, they show the replay of him slapping, but if they rewind it even further back, maybe 10, 15 seconds, there's a good 5 seconds where Smith has his hands squeezing the guy's head into the ground for about 5 seconds. You guys might not. Did you see that footage?
Yeah, I saw that footage.
Where he's full on digging the guy's head into the ground for like 5 seconds. The guy was trying to move out of it.
He was trying to breathe.
He was trying to breathe, but they show the replay. I've only seen that once. They cut to after that.
Why is that?
That's what started.
You've only seen this replay once.
Exactly.
Why?
That's what started
what's
the whole scuffle.
Got? What's he got?
Illuminati.
He is, isn't he?
He's Illuminati.
Why don't they show that? I don't like. He full on used the guy's head to get up off the ground, and then he kept his hand on his face and just really started digging.
Can anyone tell me this? Do they know Cameron Smith's whereabouts during 9/11?
Yeah, Smith, we'll make it easy, mate. We'll fly down Flinders Street Station. Platform 9, so you can remember, dumbass. The three of us will turn up.
Yeah.
You turn up. You can pick which one you want.
Yeah.
You can pick.
Or bring two of your fucking mates.
Yeah, not the Bromwich brothers, but. Not Nelson. Don't bring a sofa.
Yeah, bring that big fucking.
Now, who was he shushing in the crowd after he scored?
Yeah.
He is like.
Yeah.
He's battery operated. I don't think he's human. No. Did they just hang him up in the wall, or did they just put him in like a vault during the week?
He's on a big bed, like you said, and he's got bolts in his neck, and he's fucking wired up to some electrical shit.
Is he getting bigger every week?
He is, man.
His head is.
Nelson, a sofa Solomon. Like, I'm doubting his credentials as a human.
Mm. I told you, he's on the evolution chart.
It's always dark when he plays as well. Like, it's literally like it's always gloomy.
Yeah, he can only come out during thunderstorms, if you notice that. There's something weird going
What's
on there.
He's got shit in the side of his neck on each side. What's going on there?
Also, with the slap, I'm sorry to say this, but that slap was like fucking the police, I think, need to do a little bit of surveillance work in the household of the Smith family because that was like a full domestic fucking
experience slap, are you saying?
Female, like you see in the movies, just fucking slap a female down. It was fucking horrible. It wasn't a sporty slap. It was a domestic slap.
Wow.
So I would be investigating that household.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look. I've got some friends in the force.
Slap, sporty slap.
Sporty
slap. Well,
the sporty
slap is a push, and it's more sort of you got upper chest sort
this
of work.
One?
But this one was like a curled up hand, like a full arm movement.
Cuffing
slap. Like
there was an anxiety, anguish in it. There was anguish.
Yeah. I just got when you did that motion. Then I just remembered how many times my old man did that to me across the top of the ear. Just bang.
Yeah, there should be some sort of police investigation. I hope everyone's all right in the Smith family.
A couple of times my old man just cuffed me across the ear and I said, what the hell did you do that for? And he said, have you ever seen like two lions in the jungle? Sometimes the big one just hits the other one just because.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, that's
fair,
just that's, so you
that's
know.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah. So you know. And I knew.
That you're the shit lion.
Yeah, I knew. I accepted it.
I got slapped by my brother, I think, because I was fucking – he played Nintendo, right, and he didn't have a save function working, and he got right up to the end of – I think it was Mario, like the last thing. He'd been playing all fucking day, and he had the day off school all day. I come home from school running around like an idiot, tripped over the cords.
Oh, he fuck threw me. I'm going to slap you.
He threw a metal ruler at me. I've still got the scar on my hand, and then he gave me a fucking slap. There you go. They're deadly.
They're deadly as metal rulers.
My old man's justice was twofold.
One.
One, he would grab you by the foot and he'd reef you.
Unusual.
Yeah. He'd reef you onto your back and he'd hold your foot and then he'd
get, just like flip you.
He'd flip you.
Flip you for real.
Yeah, and he'd be holding you by the foot.
Nice.
Good.
And
wait, have you got a shoe on?
He'd rip your shoe off, so you're barefoot, and then whatever was handy, usually a belt, once it was a curtain rod, and he just fucking bang, bang across the sole of the feet. That's a real Arab style.
That is like a beating. That's like your perception of reality just goes. You're upside down. You know,
I was walking. I was running around calling my brother a fucking prick or something. The next thing, my foot was up in the air. I was looking at the sky, and the curtain rod was coming down to my head.
Two.
Now, this happened. This is another cracker night story, actually. And I was sick as a dog, and my brother went out and let all the crackers off. And they were shared crackers. And I'm thinking, he's fucking letting my crackers off. I was sick as a dog. I couldn't go out. And my brother's giving me the forks. He's going, oh, fuck you, out there letting the crackers off. And then Dad comes out and starts yelling at him in Arabic. And my brother starts running. And the old man he ran to the kitchen. Got a cutting board, wooden cutting board,
nice.
And just fucking frisbeed it. And my brother's just running, hey, you'll never get me. Just fucking whack. Hit him right in the gut and knocked him over, man.
That's fucking
best
great.
Best cracker night ever.
That's ninja.
Yeah.
Fucking ninja.
He was a ninja.
What do Parramatta have to do to get better next year? Because they clearly, like, they made the semis, but
cutting board.
They'll never top four.
Slapping. Yeah. Like, just get
is this what they need to do?
Just slap off on,
what are they missing apart from more Ray Stone?
Look, they're missing the confidence to play away from Bank West, I think. Yeah. I mean, look, they've got they're going to be missing a couple of forwards too, aren't they?
I mean, Melbourne put over 90 points on them in two games this year.
Yeah.
So when they play the quality.
They bought Campbell.
Gillard.
Yeah, but I don't rate him.
I don't rate him either. I think that's a poor decision.
I don't even rate his pawn, mate.
Fat Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, exactly.
He might come out and have a good year because he's been on a scrap heap at Penrith, so he might be quite motivated. Guy played Origin.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't like rugby league this year.
Well, people...
Oh, fuck that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that either.
Who the hell you
well,
think
don't
you
fucking
are?
Play. Don't, yeah. Don't get he your 700 like grand.
Mm. Like, fucking Boo. Hell.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying he has a very alternate lifestyle.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. What does that mean?
He's a cunt. It's as simple as that.
I was going another way, but yeah.
No, well, he doesn't get along with everyone. I think he sort of emits himself away from a lot of the group hangouts and shit like that.
I do that at work too. I don't fucking go to anyone's anything. I can't be near people.
So they're trying to starch up their forwards. So they obviously see their forwards, particularly their front row, as an area of weakness.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They've gone after him, so obviously they think there's a deficit there.
I've got a good
so
team.
So the outside backs.
They don't need much
back
more.
Their back five are fine.
Yeah,
Moses is he's a confidence player, that kid.
But they've got that Brown kid, 5'8". He's going to be something. Good.
Love
he's going to be something.
Did you see, can't remember who he was, he chased someone down the last couple of minutes. Mm. It was a try for sure. It was 32-0. He's got some heart too.
Yeah,
he's a great player.
I really like the maturity he plays with. I think he is a gun.
Yeah.
I think Parra, if they can get a couple of big boppers, blokes who can really dominate the ruck, Moses is a great player behind a good pack.
Yeah, and I really like Sean Lyon. Like what he's been doing.
He had a good year, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a very good year.
Good year. I didn't think he was that good, actually.
Yeah.
He's really come along.
Another South boy from Ascot.
He got a bit unco in a few games and he went missing because he started off on fire and then he sort of went missing, but then he's come back good. So I think he's fine.
He'll get
his
better.
Way.
That's just maturity.
I think that team doesn't need too much difference, but I think maybe some new ideas in the coaching staffs. Like Brad Arthur's doing well, but maybe he needs a few more other people in there to sort of.
They're keeping Jennings.
Yeah.
So they think he's got a couple of years in him.
I think they just need to really staunch up their defense.
Yeah. It's all defense.
Really,
isn't it?
Yeah. Just real line speed, aggressive.
Stewart did with the Raiders. Like, I think every team needs to go, and that's what every team, I suppose, does every year, but. That whatever they did last preseason, they need to change because it didn't work. So they have to keep tinkering with that until they come out and defend.
You know how much Brown stands out in that team for his aggression?
Nathan Brown, yeah.
Yeah, and he really does. Yeah. Even in both those semis, he's the one that comes out of the line. Like the fact he stands out so much, I think, is their issue.
They lack.
They need to. You need a few real attack dogs.
Yeah.
Like when you play Manly. First 20 minutes, you're looking where Adam Fanua-Blake and Marty Tapau are.
Yeah.
When you get the ball, you don't want to be near those guys.
Well, that's right.
And Trbojevic, blokes like that, they're just cutting blokes down.
Yeah.
Para, if they can get that oomph.
That Moroa was supposed to be one of those guys. But
he's
never,
out. He's going to rugby.
Yeah, but he never really
he's a myth.
Kicked on, did he?
He's a myth.
What a
and then they got the jail guy.
Guys should be fucking signed up for Parramatta coaching staff. No. Well done. Great analysis.
Wouldn't do that.
Nah.
Nah.
They gave you the job. You wouldn't go in there and help them out?
I'd help
you
them would out. Be all... I'd sink their ass.
Are we on Campbell-Gillard money? For yeah. Campbell-Gillard money, I'll go out there and fucking do it.
Larry does have an alternate lifestyle. So
yeah. What does that mean? That has intrigued me.
They need more mongrel. Simple as that. They need more mongrel.
They do. They need line speed. They need fucking up in one line of defence.
They don't need toilers. They need a couple of guys who are going out there.
You know what else?
Ripping in.
Run hard, tackle hard.
With fucking.
The simple game.
The half the team having Bankwest as their home ground next year. So they're going to be playing a lot more games at Bankwest as well next year. So I reckon they're going to be top four side.
Well, but.
They'll play Souths at Bankwest.
They'll play Bulldogs.
Bulldogs at Bankwest. Tigers at Bankwest. So
but we're all going to make it fortresses for us.
No, it's too late. It's too late. It's Parramatta Stadium.
They'll play two-thirds of their games at Bankwest next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tigers fans, like, it was interesting.
They didn't make it a fortress.
Yeah, the Tigers fans made an issue of that. You know, the first game was on the Easter Monday. Remember when they opened Bankwest?
Yeah.
Para flogged them, put 50
and
on.
And it was all about Para.
And that was the Para home game. And then do you remember 5-6 weeks before the end of the year, the Tigers played their home game at Bankwest and got flogged again.
Yeah.
And Tigers fans were livid. Like, why are we playing here? They don't want to be there. They don't think it's a home game.
No.
Like, why didn't they play it like us?
It's interesting, you know. Like, I can sort of see what they're saying. They're like, we're getting ambushed here. Like, we're taking this to their home ground where they train, where they're familiar, where they...
They should be able to train there, though.
Yeah, I kind of get it. But, you know, like, I think it's a huge advantage for Power.
It's going to balance out.
Overemphasize Para's ability this year.
I agree with that.
The Bankwest advantage probably made Para look at times better than they were.
I would agree with that. But look, I just think that every team that's going to be making that their home ground will eventually get that same advantage because of sheer number of members.
How many years are you going to play at Bankwest?
2.5 until the new ANZ Stadium is...
Two games in, you lose the first two games of Bankwest, you'll be fucking spewing, mate. You'll be back on the forum fucking emailing and all sorts of shit.
Now, speaking of home ground advantage, if we're moving on a little bit, so Melbourne now have to go play the Roosters at the SCG. The Roosters lost round one to Souths at the SCG, have not lost since. Scoring at a rate of knots at the SCG. You're not allowed to train on the SCG as a visiting team. Not one Melbourne player has ever played a game at the SCG.
That's interesting.
That's the game winner.
Let's come back to that, okay? Let's come back and do our preview of Storm Roosters.
Okay. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Follow us on Twitter at Balls Out No Flops at Out Flops.
Good. I like the. I just had some more of a chip of the week. I like the start taste. And then it goes in the middle is just horrible, and then it ends nice.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of women say that about me.
Except the horrible extends from start to middle to end.
Melbourne need to be training.
All right,
in the middle of the Simpson Desert, where there is kilometres of open space, they need to draw up a rectangle there.
I would have sent him to the moon.
Kicking. Mate,
there you go.
The most barren, isolated place there is, and they need to be putting kicks up. Constantly, because there is no chance they're going to win. That is a massive advantage.
No chance they're going to win.
All right, look.
Wow.
I got these stats from somewhere else. 32 points they won by Roosters, SCG. 10 points, 30 points, 26, 38, 52, 36. That's all the home games at SCG.
Right, I'm taking those numbers, and I'm going to do them on Keno as soon as we finish.
Yeah,
if we win, you get 10%.
Now, from my memory, the semis used to be played at home grounds, and then everything else went to Homebush. Yep. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's the way. This
is the biggest game ever at Canberra.
So that's going to give an unfair advantage to the Roosters just by geographical nature of the.
It's interesting.
The topographical nature of the field.
If the football stadium was still there.
Yeah.
I don't think Melbourne would have any fears coming up and playing in that ground.
No.
They wouldn't give a rat's.
No.
Sydney cricket ground.
But could they be playing? Could they be training on some of the grounds in Melbourne?
Yeah, probably. MCG. They have been. Bellamy's going to turn this into like deluxe siege mentality.
Yeah.
Like absolute.
SCG gate.
Yep.
That's what it's going to be.
So,
but if you can't get your kicks right, that all goes out the window. And then, look, they've got a practice stadium apparently next to their main stadium in Melbourne, which is an AFL ground, but it's nowhere near as big as the SCG. So.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think you'll see a lot more Smith kicking out a dummy half.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think he'll take charge of it.
Yeah, and they'll just be going short. Yep. They won't be putting up mad spiraling bombs or anything like that, will they?
Trent Robinson actually.
Robbo!
They actually slept at the SCG for a whole weekend, the players. It's just fucking crazy some of the shit these coaches do, man.
Yeah. I think Trent, I know he's got a wonderful squad, but I think he's still totally underestimated as a coach. He's a great coach.
He's a fantastic coach. He's a
good coach.
Yeah.
You don't hear him talked about. Like, how many times have we talked about him this year compared to Hasler or Bennett? Like, you know.
Yeah, but he's not as funny as those guys. No, those guys are got, you know. Yeah.
He did say Ricky Shield's Raiders are predictable, which really pissed me off, and I hope we meet them in the grand final.
Yeah. I think you guys could do them.
Drop something in my coffee.
You finished, right?
No.
Wasn't there? There was some shit in my pocket.
I think you will meet him in the grand final.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Let's talk about the
I think the Roosters team is more settled. I think with Keary and Cronk in the halves, that's exactly what they wanted. I think Melbourne, as we said, have been making key adjustments late in the year. I think it'll be a great game. This is the grand final everyone thought they were going to get.
Yeah.
I think it'll be close, but I will stick with what I've said all year. When your team plays the Roosters, you're like, how the hell are we going to stop these guys? There's too much potency in them, man. Too much scoring threat. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Manu, Latrell, Keary, Tedesco.
It's all just like if Cronk. They play again like they did against the Rabbits, which was like nearly a 10 out of 10 game. I don't know if they can pull that out again.
Jake Friend to
you
come
know what
back.
Cronk is? Cronk's the Roosters' spirit level, man. He just keeps them even. He doesn't do that much, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He just keeps them even. He's a reassurance.
It's like Joe Montana. Remember that story about Joe Montana? And they're playing, the 49ers are playing in the Super Bowl, and they were losing. And they're in the huddle, and Jay Montana goes, look, John Candy's up there. Do you remember that? And they all look, and what it did, the effect it had on the team to settle them down, like he was so calm that he could recognise someone in the stands, someone famous.
And not just anyone, respect John Candy.
Yeah, obviously John Candy.
We bow down to you.
And 49ers went on to win it. Yeah, so Cronk has that same sort of calming effect, I think. Where he can steady the boat, like you're saying, he's a spirit level.
Yeah. Well, Hargraves is out.
That's a big blow. That sort of
starts to not level it out, I suppose. But you've got to understand, Melbourne, they finished the season. Remember, we went through the stats already. 6 points clear of everyone else.
Yeah.
4 points. Blah blah blah. They've been a fucking gun team as well. They might not be as slick as the Roosters, but they love a good dogfight. And if they get them into a bit of an arm wrestle, and if their defense is off,
how good is it? They're going to play each other off in a prelim rather than the grand final.
It is the best.
It can't be them two in the grand final again. And forever,
so good.
Eternally grateful to the Raiders for that.
Yep. It is it is great, but it's going to,
They're going to beat the shit out of each other too. South and Raiders will too. Both teams go to the grand final are going to limp in, I think.
Yep. I don't know, man. It's like I was thinking Roosters all the way, but I'm just starting with Hargraves out. I'm just starting to think, well, you just don't know. And they played each other and it was only 1 point separating them. So I think Melbourne won.
Did they play
that
twice?
I think they only played once.
No, Roosters won one, and I think.
Maybe they did play twice.
Yeah.
Or I can't.
We're not looking it up. We're too lazy for that shit. Are you kidding? Open the phone and look. Are you crazy?
It's going to be a great contest, but I think, yeah, you've just got to really start to put into play the SCG, Hargraves. It's you just don't know.
Yes, yeah, Hargraves is a big loss for them.
They're still tinkering with their fucking positions, Melbourne. It's insane. Is Smith going to get revenge on Kronk? Because Kronk's got the upper hand at the moment. It's crazy. Could be Kronk's last game as well.
Yeah, that's true.
It could be anything, man. It could be anything. Roosters just could come out and just blow them out of the park because Storm have played two massive games. But
will the Storm be motivated to finish Cooper Cronk's career?
I'd say so. That'd have to be a massive motivation.
Oh, Cam Smith involved. Fucking hell. He'd be fucking
face in the ground, slapping, elbows. It's all happening.
I'd love
to be like fucking line dancing.
I'd love to see a full on punch on between the two of them, like 30 minutes in. Just see the frustration boil.
30-minute punch on?
Oh, just imagine they just tackle out of nowhere. They just start punching on. It would be just
sublime.
Melbourne would be primed. I mean, they got humiliated in that grand final last year.
Yeah,
they did.
They're not going to take that easy. Like, they got absolutely smashed in that first half last year. It was over at halftime. They got totally dominated.
Yeah,
very very interesting to see how Melbourne come out in the weekend.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
They're going to come out all guns blazing. Who is going to outgun who? That, you know, which magician team is going to outgun which magician team? They're both very, very, very evenly matched.
Munster, you know? Munster's got to step up, I think, a little bit. Jerome Hughes, I think, has got to play a fucking near perfect game.
Yeah.
Because he's got all this pressure now playing in the halves. He's been playing fullback. Pappenhausen! There's got to,
the Flying Dutchman, as they call him.
He's got to get at least one try. Is he Dutch, is he?
Well, they call him the Flying Dutchman. Yeah, Paper House Man.
Oh. Of all houses.
Yeah, of all houses.
Who's your tip? Put your balls out there. I say Roosters.
Yeah, I'm saying Roosters.
I'm going to say Roosters as well.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Melbourne. You're in the grand final.
You're in, Melbourne.
Do you think... it'll be a close one, or you think Melbourne?
Roosters, I don't think comfortable. I don't think anyone's going to run away with it. I think
they could be.
I think they're going to. Well, I'm praying they're going to beat the living fucking snot out of each other.
I hope it's extra time. I hope it's all that. I hope they're pulling organs out.
Like in Rambo, Last Stand. For spoiler alert for that, if anyone's going to see it, he rips a fucking guy's heart out.
Imagine it goes like, so if it's a draw.
It's McBain shit.
McBain. Imagine it goes.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes. So what happens then? Is it just 10 minutes again?
They have to keep going.
Is it five-minute halves or what is it? And is it still golden point?
It goes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then drop off.
You've just made all that up.
Of course I have.
I like it, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to. We'll have to look that up because did I do a full 10 minutes after that or is it five minutes?
They just keep playing, I think.
Well, they just keep playing.
I remember when Wenty were in one of the grand final.
This is fucking NRL, mate, not Wenty.
But it was before the NRL grand final. Went for over 100 minutes.
Oh, I did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Went for 102 minutes.
They were useless that game, weren't they?
Yeah. Useless pricks. All right, Roosters the win, we say.
Yep.
So our tips, it should be a Roosters-Raiders grand final.
I'm going South. I'm tipping South.
We're in a democracy here, mate.
What about man of the match from both games as well?
Oh, that's a good question. I like
man
that.
Man of the match. What
Teddy,
have we got?
They love him.
Yeah. Teddy?
Oh, yeah. I'm Teddy, going. Well, for game two, game one.
Cam Murray.
He's a good he's a chance, isn't he?
Yep.
I'm going to go Wyden.
I think Wyden has to play good, actually.
Yeah. Man of the match. Kronk, I think.
Kronk? I'd go Keary over Kronk.
Kronk's going to step up, mate, last game.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe he's got one more.
Dogged game and it'll come down to a good kicking game and Kronk will get it.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Do we have Morton Paragon news?
Sure. Let's do that.
Oh, you got music.
What that Paragon news?
Now
what?
That's NBC, but also Channel 7.
Yeah.
They've got the exact same.
Yeah. They bought it off of
They bought it off them, or they're controlled by them.
Oh, jeez!
Totally fucked my intro, didn't
you? Calling like Cameron Smith.
Rolling off that music.
Let's start again. Let's
but
start again.
How bullshit is that? Like, come on, mate. We've got five people running the media in the world here. It's ridiculous.
Great anyway. Show on Fox called Succession,
and yeah.
It's sort of like based on the Murdoch family. It's very, very good.
Israel Folau is to play rugby league for Tonga.
No, he's not.
Well, he wants to.
I think the NRL have poo-pooed that.
How do they do that?
They've got no say in it, have they?
No, but I'm pretty sure they've come out and said, look, there's no way that's going to happen.
They can't poo-poo it because he's against poo-poo.
You know what's going on here? This is the ARL saying, we've given you money over the years, Tonga, and you're not playing him.
Yeah, there'll be a way.
Because they have no... You're right. What's their jurisdiction step in here?
No, NRL can't.
I heard a really
in.
Good analogy today. Someone said to me, that would be like the England cricket team saying, you can't play Steve Smith and Dave Warner because they cheated.
Yeah, right.
That's what it's like. Yeah. Like, how can the NRL step into with Tonga and say no?
Yeah, that's right.
They're worried about him trying to get back in the NRL. That's what they're worried about.
This is going a bit too far, isn't it? He hasn't killed anyone. He's voiced his opinion.
We let Matt Lodge back in.
Yeah,
he nearly killed someone.
Jason Voorhees.
Dylan Walker's been playing all year.
I don't agree with his stupid fucking religion and his whatever he's fucking
He's a Pentecostal snake charmer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that I respect.
Yeah, well. They're just leave it, man. Let him play for Tonga. Fuck.
Doesn't
concern you. The Tongans are very religious people, and I reckon pretty much nearly everyone in that team probably shares the same beliefs as him. I know he's projected it out in the media and the world.
Yeah, fuck it. Let him play.
Just let him play.
You know what they should do? He should have to play one season in the gay league. You know how there's a gay league in rugby union. I don't know if there's in rugby league.
Gay league football. Was that
gay
Super 15s or
huh? Gay league football. Yeah. No, seriously, there is a league of gay men that play rugby union. I met a guy, a gay rugby union player who plays in a gay league.
For the convicts.
I don't know what they were called.
Imagine.
But he should have to play a year in
there. There's a gay rugby union team called the Convicts who run around in Sydney, and ironically, 6-7 years ago, they have a newsletter magazine they put out, and who's on the front page of it?
Israel Folau.
Correct.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Okay.
Doing a promo for him.
Well, there you go.
He's been out drinking. Like, he's got coloured hair. He's got tattoos. He's just totally, he's letting his religion down.
We know who you are. You played for the Broncos, mate. We know who you
play for the Convicts for one season and then you're admonished. No.
Interesting.
What's the other
one? It'll be interesting how it plays out because there's a lot going on here.
Yep.
I've heard that there's NRL said there's no way he's playing against NRL back team, the Australian team.
We live in a fucking age where we have what's called outrage culture. Okay, anyone that's slightly politically incorrect, there's fucking absolute outrage on it. It ridiculous. Rains down on us like fucking come from a giant organic beast, space beast, is just jizzing their PC bullshit all over us. And for one, don't like it.
You ever thought about being a preacher?
I have, actually.
My line is, if you let Matt Lodge run around in the NRL,
yep,
then what is...
Then it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
It's
on.
He's Jason Voorhees.
It's on, man.
It's the sticks and stones and words, really. Like, Matt Lodge is the sticks and stones and he's raffle out of the words. So, you know...
Words won't hurt you, but they won't let you back in the NRL. No. News number two, Tyson Frizzell, he of the ruptured nut, respect, has 1 year left on his Saints contract but doesn't want to be there.
Okay.
Whoa, where'd you get whoa? Whoa,
he doesn't
whoa,
want to
whoa.
Be there all year, mate.
So is this from the...
don't know, he runs out. He wasn't happy with the DeBellin thing. It's been whispers all year and he runs out. And let me tell you, if you watch the last... 8-10 St. George games. He was phoning it in, man. Yeah. He was doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how can you do that? But how can you do that as a rugby league player? Like go out there and play.
Where's your self-respect?
Definitely was. Well, he wants out. A couple other guys on the move at the Broncos. Alex Glenn and Corey Oates are on the market.
Yeah. You know where they're all going, the Bulldogs.
And Jack Bird, he on 800 to 900K a year with 2 years left. And they're trying to offload him too. At the same time, Jack Bird is making demands that he only plays fullback or 5'8". Jack Bird's been injured for 2 years. Billy Slater laughed that one off big time. So the Broncos are trying to clean house here, man.
My understanding is Jack Bird to the Dragons. They're working very hard on making that happen.
I wouldn't get Jack Bird in my team.
Oh, fuck that.
Would you? No. Maybe at the Dogs.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think he's great.
You know who Jack Bird reminds me of? Josh Reynolds.
Yep.
When he was young, he ripped in really hard. He and thought this bloke's going to be something, but very injury prone. Like just the injury prone, he is extremely injury prone. So Brisbane are trying to clean house, and the word on Brodie Croft is strong.
Yep,
I wouldn't get Brodie either in Brisbane. I'd stick with the young guns and get Fifita.
He's better than what they've got. That's it. David Clemmer from the Newcastle Knights gave his entire $60,000 that he earned from State of Origin this year. Just gave it to Newcastle Jersey flag coach Scott Giroux, who's battling cancer.
Oh, wow.
Apparently they're good mates. Yeah. And this bloke's had 2 bouts of brain cancer, 1 of liver, and Clemmer didn't want it known, but just gave him the $60K.
But that's huge.
He should have done that anyway. If they're good mates, I'm not giving accolades for that. He should have done
you
that.
Are,
he should have done that.
He should have done that.
It's a friend.
How much do you still owe me? Can we go to that? Let's go to that.
You're not good mates. That's what he's saying.
That's right. We're talking about good mates here.
I have to get my magpie on here to get my money back.
Will Chambers, as we said, is being shopped around, so we've already covered that. And a 34-year-old Benji Button Marshall has inked officially a 2021 year deal. Benji,
2 years.
One more year.
2021, you said. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did. That's not a man. 2020. One more year. He's got one more. A 2020, comma.
One year deal.
Bafungalo.
This is why punctuation saves lives.
So would you – well, let's go back to Frizzell. Would you have Frizzell in your team? I think you would.
Yeah, of course.
Who needs Frizzell?
Us.
Yeah, Bulldogs.
I think he'd – oh, mate, he'd
fit
the
Bulldogs
well.
Need centres. We got no backs. We have to get some outside backs.
You get him, get
Bird.
You can
have Gagai at a good price.
It's better than what we got. Like, seriously.
Take it. You're probably going to get Leilu. If you get Frizzell, wow, with Dean Pay – I don't know, man. They could go all right.
Getting aroused.
That could work.
The 5-minute sin bin might come back.
I love that.
This is talk.
Love it.
What would you get a 5-minute sin bin for?
We've been talking about this for 5 years. They've done fucking nothing about it.
Well, they're talking now.
Bullshit,
face slap. Any kind of slap to the face.
Ass poke,
ball tug. This is what, you know, we pay good money for this. It falls out no flop.
Mr. Wu does this for $20.
Ball tug, any kind of
hair pull.
Anything around the nether region.
Mm.
Okay. Do those guys still have pubes? I don't know.
I think it should be for the, you know, when the team's in your red zone, the little hold down, just piss off for 5 minutes. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Just like, why make a big deal of it as well? Just while the play's going, just go, you sit out this set.
Mm.
Like, just go.
You should be able to taser him.
And you should get it. You should get like
I like that.
I wouldn't mind doing like a power play where you've got one tackle where you can do what you like and then the penalty comes in. Something like that.
Yep.
So like you've holding down, you've slowed the play to down. So you go off and then next player you can do whatever you want. He'll bring back the chip and chase. That's for fucking sure.
Who got concussed in the Melbourne Para game the other night? And I was sitting with my mate and he said, this is Ray Carney's rule. He got up. He was, Guffo got concussed and he got up all fucked up. Really wanted him to take a hit up.
If he
would have been
played the ball,
compelling viewing.
If he played the ball correctly, he would have stayed on.
Let him play. Why don't they let him play? They just want to play.
That's all.
Thick and fast this week. Matt Lodge is reportedly in the running for the Broncos captaincy in 2020. Paul Gallen and Billy Slater say no.
And so does everyone else.
So say all of us.
But where does redemption come from? Let's talk about redemption. How much has he done to redeem himself from his Friday the 13th attack on that poor innocent family where he kicked the door down and strangled the child?
Well,
that's a really good question.
So, how much redemption is there?
Let him go, mate. Let him go and be captain. That was one major event he got in trouble for. If it happens again, then he's done. He's out of the game. So, I think he's kept his mouth shut. He's played good footy. He's given back to community. Let him be fucking
captain. What's he
given
back to the community?
He's given back to the community.
Well, he's paid his dues. He's paid all the fines.
He paid because he had to.
Yeah. He's given choking lessons to drunk parents.
He drank and he had some stupid prescription drugs or whatever. He lost his mind that night. He was overseas. He's a fucking idiot. It's not an ongoing regular thing. So
this sounds like your trip to Spain, actually.
There were no children involved.
No children were. Paul Gallen's take on it was, you can't make this guy captain because it'll draw more attention to him, which will rehash all his past sins, and that won't be good for him over.
Oh, well, there you go. Some good stuff, Paul. But, mate, Paul needs to go back and look at his history. Yeah.
Paul, I bought your key ring. all right. Now we get to my second last piece of news, which is Jeff Toovey. Called out the NRL for double standards, comparing his 2013 fine after his famous, an investigation press conference, with Sam Burgess calling the NRL judiciary a kangaroo court. And then Sam backed down. Toovey's take on it was this. He got fined $10,000 in 2013 because he said there's got to be an investigation. Mm-hmm. But had no recourse, whereas Sam got a sit-down meeting with Todd Greenberg, and after it he came out like a little soft cock and said, quote, "I unreservedly apologise for using the phrase kangaroo court. I now understand it was the wrong choice of words."
Yeah. He didn't get fined as well.
Suspended.
So
that's
true, though.
Point. Two's paid.
So where was his coffee invite? Where was Two's coffee invite?
He's not good enough for coffee.
No. It's just fucking...
He's a fucking ventriloquist dummy. Where do you put the coffee?
Irony.
Exactly.
Look, I'm disappointed with Sam for going back on what he said.
Me too.
But, you know, 10 grand is 10 grand.
Yeah, but... mate, I don't understand. Now, every player must have that coffee invitation now every time they do something.
Why can't they criticise fucking... holding company they work for. What
exactly?
What kind of dictatorship do we live in where you can't criticize people you work for?
It's constructive criticism. It's criticism that's hopefully going to help the game. It's not criticism just because they're just fucking shits and they're annoying. They're criticizing because they want to fix the game. And they are part of the game, so they should have a voice to try and fix the game.
That's how I saw it. Yeah, sorry, mate. There's two of them up there. That's how I saw it. I saw the invitation by Greenberg as an olive branch to come and talk about the game, have someone who's active and who is a leader in the game, well-respected, to come and have a little talk.
Yeah, they
about
bent him over. They brought in
bent
a
him over.
Big black man
he
into the office,
the
and bent him over the table.
Whoa! Why are you going?
I'm sorry.
Why are you bringing race into this?
Well, Todd. Because they've got very large penises.
Oh,
that's
man!
Apologise to someone called Todd.
No.
Disappointing, and, Sam.
Yep.
His voice
is even a little bit more high pitched
than
normal.
My last piece of news comes from the wonderful world of NFL.
Yeah.
If you haven't caught on to the young phenom in the NRL, the Jackson Jaguars quarterback, who's only in after three games because of injury, Gardner Minshew, you are missing out on some A-grade shit.
Yeah?
Gardner Minshew in two games has become an absolute cult figure. I was waiting for you to ask why.
Oh, I just thought you were going to continue.
I'll start by showing you, gentlemen, a picture of Gardner Minshew fishing.
Oh, wow.
He does not use fishing rods. He jumps
I know
in
this guy.
And just tackles things the size of himself. He's also known for a really cheesy moustache. And when they played last Thursday night, he's also known for having the most buffed, muscly father in the history of fatherhood. His dad is a tank.
Yeah.
Like, he is a freaking tank. He also is known for, in college, he worked out in the locker room wearing, with his resisted bands, just wearing a pair of aviator sunglasses and a jock strap at all times. That's his workout gear.
Fuck.
Wow.
He bought a bed for $10 on Facebook recently.
What the
He has no one on nights out to carry a full-size bottle of Vanilla Crown Royal, excellent scotch, had it over in Canada several times, around in the waistband of his jeans.
Of his jockstrap.
And his grandfather was disappointed because he wanted to call him Beowulf when he was born.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Gardner Minshew is the man. Mm. You got to get in on this.
What nationality would that
guy.
Be?
He's a good all-American boy, God damn it!
Not Minshew. That's Polish or something.
When he turned up to the Alamo Bowl last year in college, he turned up in a red leisure suit with just a shirt with one button done around his belly button and the rest open. This guy
should be a wrestler. He's a champion.
Wears his own cut-off jeans. They asked him where he bought them. He just said, "I just cut them myself." Yes. This guy's all kinds of fucking crazy.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We need someone like him in the NRL.
Two games into the NFL. That's the profile list.
And who's he with?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
God, they need something.
Yeah.
That was my news.
Oh, well, that was excellent news. So you know what?
I covered all the big things.
You did. And I think we can go back to our news theme.
Oh, thanks.
Why not? I think you did such a good job.
I thought I did all right.
Hang on. I've got Bill Burr here.
It was average.
The look of amazement on this guy's face.
It's not a male, like, it's just, they're just rubbing it in their faces.
Are you old enough to remember the Steve Izard show? And then you realised it was just ripping off Letterman.
Yeah. Mm. It was nowhere near as good as Letterman.
Yeah.
I've been trying to bring this up. I want to do a bit of a post-mortem on the teams that didn't make it. Just a quick one. I'm just going to throw it. With the season the teams had, if they were human, how would they have died?
Okay.
They're not human?
Cowboys. If they were human. Mercy kill. I'm going bus crash.
I'm going drunken railway crossing.
Yeah, you know what? There was a lot of hope. There wasn't there in the Cowboys season.
Was there? How could they have hope about JT?
Oh, you got the hope in my head, actually, start of the year.
How can you lose JT?
He talked up the forward pack and it was like,
JT,
you know what?
Was the Cowboys.
Yeah. No, but they did have a good forward pack. They've got a pretty good team.
Balls, they had JT.
They got Morgan. Mercy kill, then.
Mercy kill, man.
What about the Panthers?
That's a good one. Some kind of disastrous sex act with a sibling.
and dying from it?
Yep.
Yeah. Cock snapped off. There was
some hillbilly shit going on out at the Panthers this year. They had guys punching cards. Blokes who couldn't go interstate because their wife said they couldn't. Blokes getting the arse and then they go to other teams and they're playing good.
Yep.
What was going on out there? Yvonne off his chops. What about, does anyone remember Magic Round, how balls they were when they went up there? What were they smoking that weekend?
I'm a grump. Foster, angry foster parent, tying their balls up really super tight and putting them into a fucking broom closet.
That's a pretty bad season, man.
Yeah.
And it was.
And forgetting about them.
and forgetting about them
and then coming back at the end going, holy fuck, the paperwork.
Fuck,
some
mate.
Archaeologist finds you a thousand years later.
I just had them lost in the Blue Mountains. Fuck.
You're just fucking phoning it in, aren't you?
Eating some sort of fucking coloured berry or something. This is taking it very far.
Yeah, totally hillbilly this year, Penrith.
What about Dragons?
That's the fucking car crash. That is a disaster.
Yeah.
That's your driving a Merc and you hit a great wall, as in the vehicle, and you die horrifically because your Merc airbag doesn't go off. Okay. Like, you're surrounded by money and opulence and you look good, you ain't got shit.
I'm going to one-up you on that. Do you remember that guy?
I need a drink.
Do you remember that guy that tried to stow away on an airplane by fucking curling himself up in the air, in the wheel?
Yes.
And remember when it fucking took off and it spun him to death? Do you remember that?
Was this real or a Schwarzenegger movie?
No, that was real. That happened.
I got to go home, by the way. I've IQ'd all the Rambo movies.
Okay.
That's what I remember. Because of the cold. Because it was so cold up there.
That was another Kent. This guy
the birds
curled himself up in the wheel. And when the plane was taken off, because they go fucking 500 miles an hour when they're taken off.
Yeah, they do.
It just spun him. And he fucking died from that. Then he's got flung out into the swamp.
I can't wait to hear how you reckon the Titans died.
Well, we'll get to that.
What were you doing them all?
Not all, but let's...
Well, let's save some for next week.
Knights.
You didn't do your one for the Dragons.
Oh, I'm just throwing them out there, mate. Dragons, don't worry about Dragons. Let's talk about Knights.
Okay, go. I need a minute.
The Knights got chased through town by an angry mob with pitchforks.
There you go, that's good. Yeah.
And slowly were prodded to death for their sins and their overindulgences.
Okay. I'm going to one-up you there. Yeah. They got, all right, they were prison bitch, but instead of anal beads, the prisoner they were with, locked in their cell with, yeah, made anal beads out of an old stocking and a series of snooker balls. Okay. Now, he carefully inserted these snooker balls deep in the anus of the Knights. Yeah. And because it's got a name. This thing's got a name. And while performing a reach around, he gave him what's called a ripcord.
Oh,
and he ripcorded him to death.
Oh, wow.
Started him up like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
I just, well.
What do you got for the Knights?
I just had choked on their own vomit, mate.
Use your imagination.
That's a nice story, though. That's very good.
A
nice
tale.
Yeah.
They had a lot of promise this year, didn't they? Mm. And then.
And then the ripcord happened.
Titans.
All right.
You're pushing
Jesus.
Me.
Jesus. Titans.
You did say something about that last week. About
what did I say?
It involved a shed and a kidnapping. And
go on. I can't remember.
Something like that. It was. All right. It's some this.
I'm imagining the Titans as a little boy and a Dharma-esque type character.
Oh.
Here's what happened. The Titans went home and passed away.
Yeah.
And no one fucking noticed.
Yeah.
No one, no, yeah. Their corpse is just sitting.
They're still there.
Lonely,
yeah. Do we even know if they're alive?
That's, yeah.
Does anyone care?
Dead.
Has anyone checked in?
Like the mother in Psycho.
But I'd love AJ Brinson to play at the Bulldogs.
That could happen from what I'm hearing.
But no one even noticed.
No one noticed.
They withered on the vine, mate.
No one cared.
No one gave a shit.
And the Dharma-esque character took the little boy.
Jesus. How did the Bulldogs die?
Well,
what'd you have for that? Have you got a cause of. Because I think they actually revived.
Yeah,
I think they came back.
They died like Rasputin.
Yeah.
They got shot and fucking stabbed, yep, and they got their fucking cock cut off and shoved in their mouth, then thrown in the river, and then they fucking came back.
Came back.
Yeah.
Heroically, I think, like, they went into a fucking burning house to save a kitten but didn't make it out. Because they were fucking...
More heroically.
They were announced
more
dead.
Yeah.
The announcement of their death was premature.
Mm.
It was.
They came good.
Yeah.
They ran into a war zone and rescued other soldiers while shooting.
Yeah.
And... Jizzing, apparently.
Dead man, yeah. Or trench foot. They had trench foot. They'd been in the war zones for a very long time.
But Dean Pay, you're starting to look like a middle-aged woman.
Well,
so, yeah. You know, I'm worried about this. We can't have a coach that looks like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah,
so shave your head. Shave your fucking head. Shave your big dubbo head.
Yeah, that. I don't know if that's a good idea.
You've got to shave it.
It looked like fucking.
You've got to shave it.
Look like those aliens out of Mars Attacks.
I know, we're dead. We revived for a while. And then we slowly died again.
Rasputin.
I don't think you slowly died.
Yeah. About the time someone said we
you finished on a high. So,
our star signing Joe Stimpson next year will
make it.
Great heights.
He'll know what to do.
There's a lot of talk.
Stimpson,
but,
eh?
That's the only person you've signed.
No, we've signed a couple of other blokes who.
You don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Yeah. I remember going through that rebuilding phase.
Great. But we haven't released Michael Leisha, so that's upside. That's good.
Hand release.
Yeah. And Para, they just died away from home.
That's it.
Yeah. They died overseas.
On a trip.
And
Kentucky tour.
And their coffin was brought back in cargo with all the fucking goats.
What about the Warriors?
Warriors. They died of morbid obesity.
I was going to say AIDS.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because Kearney's not looking well, is he? No, it's not.
Do you think he'll make the preseason, Kearney?
Kearney?
Not the way he looks.
Because the way he even threw that towel was so sissy. He was just like, there was no force behind
it. He kicked
that towel.
It, though.
He kicked it. Yeah. It was sissy. It was just, there was no force behind it whatsoever. He's frail.
Mm.
He's fragile.
Mm.
And he's a fuck.
And he's fucked. Yeah.
All Tigers. Right. What about the Tigers? High expectation.
By a shark, really.
Mm.
Just, yeah, mauled by a shark. Done.
Mauled by a shark. Just mauled by a shark. Ripped to pieces.
I was driving around on Sunday, but on ABC of Andrew Moore and that, he had this really long interview with Benny Elias, Paul Sirenin, and Steve Roach, and they're talking about Warren Ryan.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. I've been meaning to look it up. So they're now talking about how out of the box in the late 80s Warren Ryan was when he came to the Tigers.
Yeah.
And he how brilliant he was at video analysis of the opposition. And they were saying it was just unheard of. So this is when they had Wayne Pearce, Zero, Blocker, Benny Elias, that team.
Wow.
So talking the 89 grand final, right? The team that the Raiders beat 30 years ago.
And Michael Neal.
And Michael Neal, little dinger. And, mate, they have reverence for it, for this, for Warren Ryan. They just have, and, you know, like there was one time Blocker said, Warren Ryan said to him, there'll be lots of blokes who can tell you what you can't do, but I'll fix it for you. And then and then did.
Yeah, right.
Mate, the way, it was really interesting the way they talked about him. And actually, like, he gave an example, Blocker, of Mick Cronin, revered Parramatta centre, and Warren Ryan had picked this little flaw in Mick Cronin's game, defensive game, and every time they played para.
Boom.
They just pound him, you know. And he said, no one did that stuff in the 80s. Yeah, no one was watching games back, like, over and over again, doing that level of analysis.
Yeah, that's right.
He was way ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Defensive structures. It was very interesting. Just because we're talking about the Tigers, I'm bullshitting on. But it was interesting very
character.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting character.
Yeah. And, mate, the reverence they had for him was really, really remarkable.
That's good. That's great.
Considering they didn't win the comp, right? They're not talking about the good old days where they went close, but they never won the comp.
You imagine the kinds of shit the coaches nowadays get up to, man, that we don't even hear about. We'll hear about 10, 15 years from now.
Mate, the GPS technology they're using on the enemy.
Well, they're talking about Warren Ryan. So he was our coach in the mid-80s when we would go to grand finals and win 6-4.
Yeah, right.
And it was just a total – and everyone hated it because it was so different. We just did – our entire game was based on defence.
You reckon Bellamy's got, like, a screen for each player and he just watches them.
Well, he's the product of these guys. Blokes like Bellamy are the products of these guys. So there's that's the coaching tree. Yeah.
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 I had an interesting fact about GPS yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
The GPS is free for everyone, right? The US government pays $2 million a day for everyone in the world to use it. And someone asked me, well, why would they do that? That's like $500 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they keep track of every fucking person in the world.
You go into your phone settings and it shows you where you've been, what you've been doing, how long you've spent there and all that. Do you know that, Morden?
Yeah, mate. I don't want to talk about it. Not right now.
Desi and Bellamy are having a field day with that shit
GPS.
Right now.
Shout out to Mr. Woot.
All right. Okay, so I'm calling it. We are
calling it.
1 hour and 42 minutes in.
We only got a couple of pops left.
And that was
left,
fucking
people.
Two games. We used to do 8 games.
Yeah.
Can I say, just because we don't do this enough, big shout out to our loyal every week listeners.
Yeah, man.
Love
have
you.
To.
Love the feedback.
Yeah. Good on you guys.
There's quite a few of you out there. And
Vinnie Panther. Yeah,
we appreciate all of you.
The little master.
The little wizard.
The little wizard.
You've got Max Colour from Painting. He's going to be sponsoring next year. You've got Ryan the Red.
So big shout out to all of you. I know there's a lot of quiet ones here in the background, and we really appreciate it.
Pluto.
I don't know who else listens. I don't know who else.
No, they're the ones we're talking about.
There's a whole bunch. We'll do a whole thing.
There's a hardcore of Bond followers. Good on you.
Get them on.
Yeah.
Do like
one by one.
No, all at once in the sewing room. All 50 of us.
Mother of God.
That's going to end with some death.
Yeah. We're going to need more magpies.